Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Wednesday, March 16th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Labeled a country of particular concern by the U.S. Department of State, Vietnam seems to be trying to change that. New regulations appear to allow more religious freedom to Christians. It looks very promising on paper, but Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyr, says,
"The real question is, okay, when this is put in place, what is this really going to mean? Is it going to mean more freedom for the church in Vietnam, or is it simply window dressing, the government trying to appease international human rights watchers?"
Church leaders are taking the position of wait and see. Nettleton hopes this may be a true turning point in Vietnam, but he says prayer is the key. Next, 3 decades of ethnic war in Chad left the exhausted nation open to the Islamic influences of neighboring Libya and Sudan. Global Advance Ministries' David Shipley says that's part of their challenge, one reason they just held a frontline shepherds conference in the capital city of N'Djamena.
Chad is the nation in Africa with the most unreached people groups. And so it was very encouraging for me to see the strong commitment of these 313 pastors to penetrating those unreached peoples to plant the church and the gospel among them.
And finally, it's an exciting time for Bible translation in the country of Panama. New Tribes Mission will soon begin Bible teachings among the Naso people group, the last tribe in Panama to hear the gospel in their own language. New Tribes missionaries are preparing the lessons and translating the scripture for the teaching sessions that will begin in April. Pray that nothing will hinder this opportunity the Naso have to clearly understand God's word. And pray that among the Naso, an indigenous church will grow. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.